नाइन्थ अध्याय फोर एंड फाइव वर्सेस मया कथमिदं सर्वं जगदव्यक्तमूर्तिना मत्स्थाने सर्वभूतानि न चाहं तेष्वस्तुतः एंड न च मत्स्थाने भूतानि पश्यमे योगमेश्वरं भूतभृन्न च भूतस्तु मम आत्मा भूतभावः. आई वॉन्ट टू नो द मीनिंग ऑफ मीन्स आई वॉट इज एक्सैक्टली मीन्स
वन फोर एंड फाइव.
यस,
कृष्ण इज एवरीवेयर एंड नोवेयर.
या
Any other questions?
Contradiction. That's the
question. Krishna is the Lord of opposites.
Yeah.
We have Lord of the Rings and all these kind of things. Krishna is the master of contradictions. There's so many verses like that in the Upanishads. He walks, he doesn't walk. He talks, he doesn't talk. And the Upanishads in the same Bhagavad Gita, because they call Gita Upanishad, because many of the verses in Gita are right out of the Upanishads. One verse, Sarvato Panipadam Tat Sarvato Shishiromukham. That's that line, that those two lines are right from the Upanishads. And it's in the Gita. Sarvato Panipadam, Pani means hand. Everywhere my hands, Pada, everywhere my hands and feet, eyes and faces. Shira Muk Sarvato Shishiro Mukam. You know, Shirasan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Shira, this head. Ak. Everywhere are my eyes and faces, hands and legs. And so, Krishna, how does. We put this food in front of the Murti and we ring a bell. How does Krishna eat it? You say, now it's transformed. There's no bites, there's nothing. No crumbs, there's nothing. You know, it's just hocus pocus. No, but it's a fact. You see, you taste it and see what happens. I was in a temple, and the Sunday, the Western devotees were cooking, not Indians, halava and all Indian food, prasad. And serving, and we had all Gujarati, mostly Gujarati people. The Indians were there, American Gujaratis, you know, living over there. And the husbands would confide in me, please don't tell my wife, but how do you make your prasadam taste so good? My wife makes halava and kheer and all these things, but this tastes terrible. Compared to what you devotees, I look forward to coming here on Sunday and feasting on this fabulous, marvelous Mahaprasadam. And what is your secret? You know, you can tell my wife and upgrade her cooking. And he said, the secret is devotion. Your wife has devotion for you, and that's nice. That's you know, basis of family. It's love for each other. But we have our love is dedicated to Krishna. And we offer everything with just everything from the time we're buying, we're going to buy. This Krishna like this? Is this good? Oh, this is not a good. Oh, this is a good one. Even when we're selecting vegetables right from its very conception, what we're going to make. Oh, what would Krishna want today? How can I please him? It's cold. I have to make something heating food or whatever. You know, even the thought of what we're going to cook is for Krishna's pleasure. So from the very first thought about I'm going to cook what and how to the offering to his hands, it's for his pleasure. Hari Toshan. That's the difference, I told the guy. He said, yeah, I can taste it. I taste the difference. So that's the taste of pure love.
And you're a good cook at the same time,
Babaji. No, I'm not a good cook. I just throw steam some sushi and eat some dal. Anyway, I don't mind taking a compliment once in a while. It's not directed to the right person. I don't even know how to cook anything, actually. But anyway, I shared my Giriraj's prasad, and some people like you appreciate it. So Krishna says in 9.4, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nacham teshvavastita. He said, the entire creation is pervaded by me, my unmanifest form. That's Paramatma. It's not manifest, you see the Paramatma. All created beings are situated in me, but I am not situated in them. That's simple. That's why Krishna is on the bottom of his right foot. He has two concentric circles. Charanchina, the bottom of Krishna's right foot under his middle toe, two concentric circles.
Ether. Is it come?
Ether. Left toe. I think it's left foot, actually.
It's left foot.
Left foot. So that's this verse. Two concentric circles. You know what it means? There's one circle this big and one smaller one. It's going around it. Because that's concentric circle. So everything's in Krishna. So the big circle is Krishna, and the little circle is everything. And then everything's in, he's outside of everything, everything's in the center, and he's outside. Just think of that, that verse is this, that symbol is this verse, 9-4. Everything is pervaded by me, all created beings are situated in me, and I'm not situated in them. Like the little circle's inside the big circle, but the big circle's not inside the little circle. No, I mean, seriously.
Yes, Gurudev, correct.
You follow? The heart's inside of me, but I'm not inside the heart. I'm floating on the airs of the heart. I say a jiva floats on a pran. Life airs, pran. And yet beings do not abide in me. Behold my godly power, while I'm sustainer and cause of all beings. Myself is not contained, created beings. Because there's Krishna, he's speaking different ways. Sometimes he's speaking as Paramatma, sometimes he's speaking as Bhagavan. So these are different aspects of one personality, right? Bhagavan, Paramatma, Brahman. Brahman is a tej, and Bhagavan is a person, very person, and Paramatma is a all-pervading aspect. So that's what he's saying. Because Krishna, when he's in the Vrindavan, the only person who's in him is Radharani, nobody else. Two is company, three is a crowd. We have a phrase like a guy and his girlfriend, that's nice. But then his boyfriend says, I want to come with you, get out of here. I mean, in some circumstances. Two's come, three's a crowd. So Krishna, he's speaking as Bhagavad Gita, and there's nobody in his heart but Radharani, like Hanuman. Even Paramatma was kicked out.
Yes, Ram.
Paramatma was vacated, he got kicked out of the flat. When he opened up, he only saw Ram. So the guy was asking us, hey, where's the Paramatma? He took a vacation. He went to Kulu Valley. He went swimming. Right. Excuse me. So, Hanuman, who's in his heart, Ram. So, I don't know. You can read the Tika in this book and find out all about it. Because what does he quote? He quotes in the verse of Chintya Beda Beda Tattva. Jiva Goswami says, he has included the word Achintya, inconceivable. Krishna's inconceivable Shakti touches all apparent contradictions. This is a very good Tika. In other words, that's why he's God, because he can do all these things. I don't want to. That's a fact. hold for it. The Bhagavad Gita establishes the supremacy of Krishna. And he's everywhere, he's nowhere, he's inside, he's outside, you know. That's when you, so when you hear all that, that's why when you hear all that, the only solution is it's a chintya. You know, Jiva Goswami says in Sandarbhas, unless you can accept the principle of chintya tattva, the Krishna's have inconceivable truth, you can't advance, you know, bhakti. In other words, Krishna's always one step beyond us. One saint said, trying to understand Bhagavan with material intellect is like trying to sit an elephant on a tea saucer. Listen again. Trying to understand Bhagavan, God, with our little brain, Einstein or whoever we are, you know, with our brain, however big it is like trying to accommodate, was the word he used, accommodate or sit an elephant on a tali, lunch tali. You know, tali is big. Elephant's foot is this way. So that's a nice statement. I said it a few times. In other words, it's inconceivable. The whole, you know, don't get too hung up on all this, because the whole conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, you know, the Sarva Guhyatamam, the most important thing is love. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakti Madhyaji Manasru. But it's, I think it's clear. The verses are clear, and you can read it. These tikkas, this is the best one to get. I told that before. You have it. I sent you a soft copy of this.
Yes, that's good.
But he mentions the Chinti Veda. Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. It's another power of God. Power to make the possible impossible or impossible possible. That's Krishna.
That is even valid for Guru also, no? Guru, you told Gatana, Agatana?
No, well, Guru will never take the credit for that power. He's just it. Via medium to Krishna's sanctions, Krishna's will. Guru is a humble servant. Nisakshat Hari says he's not different. He's directly Krishna. He's directly representing Krishna's interest and Krishna's mercy. He says he's Guru's Kripa Shakti Murti. He carries the mercy of Krishna. He looks, whatever he looks, doesn't matter what he looks like. But he's received mercy coming in from Pura. And then if this guru asks him to spread the mercy, and he spreads the mercy more. It's just the will of Bhagavan. It's been going on like that since the beginning of the creation. The guru represents God. God himself, in every age, God himself surrenders to Guru. And Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapara, Kali. Kali Yuga, Mahabharata, surrender to Guru. Two Gurus, Ishvara Puri and Kesava Bharati. Surrender to Rai Ramananda also. Became his disciple, asking questions. What's the time now?
5:10.
Kind of late. Any more questions?
One question.
Yeah, wait, let's record it. I make